Spina bifida, that usually occurs when a woman becomes pregnant, about 21 days after conception, before she probably even knows she's pregnant, the neural tube begins to form.
Okay.
That's the brain and the spinal column, spinal cord. And what happens when the spinal cord and spinal column are forming, it's supposed to form in rings. The spinal column forms in rings around the cord to protect it. And of course, we know we need our spinal column to do everything
sure.
in our body. With spina bifida, if some of those rings do not form correctly, it splits. Spina bifida means split spine. So it means the cord isn't protected as well as it should be. So all the nerve endings, the spinal cord, is all sort of poking out of that gap in the spine, leading a risk of infection, damage, mm-hmm. which of course is permanent. Unfortunately, most women don't even realise they're pregnant, and this has already occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So that's spina bifida. There's varying degrees of severity. Unfortunately, the one that's most common is also the one that's most severe.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrocephalus, like I said, about 80% of people with spina bifida will also have hydrocephalus. Now, I know a lot of people probably don't know the word, but a lot of people have heard of water on the brain. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so the water is actually cerebral spinal fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And that is created inside the brain. In our brain, we've got four spaces called ventricles, and we create this cerebral spinal fluid. We make about a pint a day, and it moves through these ventricles through little pathways called aqueducts. And it comes out over the brain and down through the spinal cord and gets absorbed into the bloodstream. If at any point this does not happen, because this is a continuous 24-hour process,
mm-hmm.
if something goes wrong with this process, the pressure builds up in the brain and hydrocephalus will occur. And so the person will become very ill.
Mm.
This can be congenital, which just basically means it's present at birth. It doesn't mean it's genetic or anything like that. It's there at birth. A lot of premature babies, because they're born so little and they're still developing, they can develop brain bleeds or hemorrhages or something like that. So they're quite susceptible to hydrocephalus. Also, it can be acquired through a brain injury, through an accident. It could be meningitis or a brain tumour,
okay.
or something like that. So you can be born with it, or you can acquire it later in life.
Right. And what particular difficulties would a child an adult, I suppose, as well, suffer, throughout life? I mean, obviously a lot of support's necessary.
Yeah, with spina bifida, of course, depending if it's the most severe form, which is obviously the most common, depending where the lesion on the back is, there's always going to be some sort of paralysis.
Mm.
So many of our members will be wheelchair users. Not all, but some. That also leads to bowel and bladder issues because all the nerve endings are damaged. With hydrocephalus, I mean, sometimes it can be very subtle, although maybe very few difficulties, but some of our members do struggle with memory problems, concentration, balance issues, planning, organization
okay.
skills. So children at school can often fall behind because they're not keeping up, because it takes the brain longer to process the information
sure.
that it's being given to. So a teacher might be talking about something on the blackboard and then moves on to the next subject, and that child's still trying to keep up, so they can easily fall behind.
So there's lots of issues, really.
Yeah.